Unsafe and unprofessional. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Pentagon says a Russian fighter jet dumped fuel on American reconnaissance drone and flew into it before it was deliberately crashed into the Black Sea.
Pentagon spokesman General Patrick Ryder described what happened when the drone encountered Russian jets.
They collided with the aircraft, damaging the propeller, and essentially putting in a situation where it was unflyable and uncontrollable, so we brought it down.
General Ryder adding,
we assess that it likely caused some damage to the Russian aircraft as well.
Russian state media is denying its fighters or any Russian weapons came into contact with the American drone. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
President Biden's in Las Vegas for a speech about lowering prescription drug costs. In Monterey Park, California, yesterday announcing an executive order aimed at forcing more background checks for gun purchases.
None of this absolves Congress the responsibility from the responsibility of acting to pass universal background checks.
He met with some of the families of 11 people killed in a mass shooting in Monterey Park in January and the man who wrestled a pistol away from the gunman. State of Ohio is suing over last month's derailment and toxic chemical spill in East Palestine.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost announcing a 53-count federal lawsuit against Norfolk Southern Railway.
We're still finding out what the facts were, exactly what happened, who was responsible. Each day, it seems that the picture gets a little bit more complicated.
Yost noting Norfolk Southern's escalating accident rates over the last 10 years and saying, like residents in East Palestine, that he too, during a visit there, experienced discomfort from the over 1 million gallons of toxic chemicals that he says were spilled.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Around 200,000 homes and businesses are reported without power in the Northeast. Another 200,000 in California from windy late winter storms. Worcester County, Massachusetts reports more than 2 feet of snow. There are widespread flood warnings in the western U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
The family of a man found dismembered in the woods in Mississippi is calling for a federal investigation. Rasheem Carter was 25 years old. His mother says he called her in October saying he was being chased by white men in trucks. Carter was black. A family attorney says the autopsy shows decapitation. The local sheriff says the evidence is consistent with what animals might do with a body, but that foul play is not being ruled out. There are several congressional hearings today dealing with matters of public safety, the budget, and foreign relations.
Today's Senate hearing on the president's 2024 budget proposal is expected to get a lot of attention, with testimony from the director of the Office of Management and Budget. It's set to start at 10:15 Eastern Time and will be live streamed on the Senate Budget Committee's website. The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing will focus on public safety after the Supreme Court's decision, which said New York's concealed carry law was unconstitutional. There is also a Senate hearing on the future of relations between the U.S. and Brazil, and a field hearing this evening in Texas on the status of the southern border by the House Homeland Security Committee. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Kicked out of Parliament before ever setting foot in the building, a Japanese YouTube star's political career appears to be over.
Yoshikazu Higashitani is better known as Gassi, a YouTube sensation who spreads scurrilous celebrity gossip. He got voted into the Japanese parliament last year, standing for a single-issue party that wants public broadcasting reform. The problem is, he's never actually appeared in the chamber. his would-be colleagues have had enough, voting to expel him for continued absence. According to Japanese media, Gassi is staying overseas in case he's arrested over fraud allegations and defamation claims from celebrities. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Texas A&M Corpus Christi and Pittsburgh advanced to the first round of the men's NCAA college basketball tournament. They beat Southeast Missouri State and Mississippi State. There are two more playing games tonight. Round one, tomorrow and Friday, games running from about noon to midnight. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.